Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 30th of August. This month's almost over. Just one day to go, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, it seems everybody's ready to get into the smart speaker business. Of course, it all started with Amazon. The Google kind of said, yeah, we got one of those too. And then Apple said, hey, what about us? But here's a player that I didn't really see it coming from. It's Sonos. Although they kind of have been talking about this for a while, but now we've got an actual product coming. When? October 4th, or at least that's according to the invitations, and we'll be going down in NYC. Now, we don't really know much about the device, it has to be said. But we have heard that it will have far-field mics to accept commands from multiple voice platforms. And we've also heard that it could actually be supporting Alexa. So will it be much different from the Echo? Maybe not. Although, that being said, Sonos, yeah, we gotta say, there is one advantage with them, and that's sound quality. I guess all will be known in a little over a month from now. With speaker news, I guess Amazon's kind of thinking maybe we should pull a Sonos. Now they're going to have support for multi-room audio on their Echo devices. Those devices include the Dot, the Echo Show, and of course the regular Echo. Be forewarned, however, though, you better have Amazon Music, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, or Pandora, because that's the only way it's going to sync across all those devices and play at once. Although we are hearing there will be support for Spotify and SiriusXM sometime soon. It's kind of strange how this and Sonos kind of came up in the same day, literally just hours apart from each other. It's like Amazon went, hey, look, Sonos is going to do a speaker. Crap, maybe we should put multi-room music. Yeah. So, you bored at work right now? Did you go to YouTube.com and think, well, what the hell happened? This isn't familiar. Well, you'd be correct. Yes, YouTube.com has got a complete redesign overnight. Although, if you are sitting there saying, no, everything looks the same, don't worry, it will be coming. It's only going out to a few people as we speak. Now, as to be said, it's not completely a radical change, but it is different. Particularly if you notice, look at the YouTube. Yeah, the logo's different. First time ever. The UI is actually much simpler now. It's got bigger video thumbnails and completely redesigned channel pages. Basically, it just looks a little slick and modern, as they say. Google Play Store is a little lighter today after Google pulled 300 Android apps because of a DDoS attack. Now, these malicious apps were just exactly that, malicious apps. They actually made it look like they were a legitimate app, and they really weren't. Hoping you would click on it, install it, and away it went. Well, Google found out and finally got off their butt and decided to get rid of them. I say that because it's actually been going on since August 17th. So, yeah, a couple of weeks later, woohoo, finally job done. How long it'll last, no one knows, because it's pretty simple to get another malicious app into the Play Store. Yeah, T-minus, yeah, right now. And finally, digital currency. What comes to mind? Yes, Bitcoin. Very good. How about Whopper coins? Huh? Well, that's what Burger King's got coming for you. Yes, Burger King has now launched its own cryptocurrency in Russia, of all places, called the Whopper coin. How this works is Burger King customers in Russia will earn one Whopper coin for every ruble they spend on a Whopper sandwich. Then, as you probably guessed, you're going to be able to redeem those Whopper coins for a Whopper. Although you gotta collect enough coins to get a free Whopper. How many is that? 1,700 Whopper coins. Yes, to put that in simpler terms, you gotta eat 1,700 Whoppers to get one free Whopper. Holy Whopper! If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our website for all the podcasts, the blog, and review sections over there, too. Plus links to all of our social media outlets. Facebook, British Tech Network. Instagram, British Tech Network. Twitter at British Tech. Of course, I'm on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, that's where the fun is, and that's where you need to be with us over here at the BTN community. You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returned. Turning to you on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, keep chugging down those Whoppers if you're in Russia. You'll get to that free one soon. Have a great Wednesday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.